They're the ones who make it happen. They're the ones who get it done. And that's why we shine the spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
Well, it is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35, we sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, both men and women, making a difference right here in our own backyard, in our community. Our next guest is doing just that in a multiple ways, because he not only is a business owner in town, but he started another business not too long ago called the Epic Golf Club. Let me introduce you to Noah DePasquale, who's going to explain something that is pretty cool, pretty unique, and he joins us this morning on Business for Breakfast. Good morning, Noah. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Good morning.
I appreciate you coming in. So you are a business owner, have been in the Valley for quite some time. Transcend Solutions is your company, but that's not what we're talking about today. You started Epic Golf Club. You are an avid golfer, not a good one, but an avid golfer. And by the way, Noah and I go way back. Let's talk about Epic Golf Club and what kind of made you put this idea together. When did you start it? About a year and a half ago?
Yeah, I started a little over a year ago, and honestly, it was really self-serving. I traveled quite a bit for work, and I loved playing golf, but I hated getting stuck playing, you know, 5.5 hour rounds on public courses or begging and borrowing favors to get on private courses. So I thought there had to be a better way to do it.
And so you started the Epic Golf Club, which is interesting. It's almost, I'm trying to, not a course, I guess course sharing is a good way. You bring executives together. Obviously, you have to be a member at a country club, but kind of that reciprocal idea of, hey, you play mine, I play yours, correct?
Yeah, that's right. One of our members actually jokingly referred to it as a match.com for executives who love golf. I'm not sure if I love that, but it is pretty close. If you are an executive and you have a private club membership, we get you access to 350 clubs all across the country and even the world.
And some of the top courses in the world, right? I mean, let's not throw out all 350, but let's throw out a few that kind of stand out, or maybe ones that you've had the opportunity to play and you're just like, wow, this is what it was all about. This is why I created Epic Golf.
Yeah, so by and large, I would say we're not really allowed to disclose them over the radio.
Oh,
although,
gotcha.
Yeah, but if you went on Golf Digest Top 100, you would find many of them on there. And then I'll tell you my favorite course that I've gotten to play in the last few months is Friar's Head in Long Island, which is technically number 8, but it's the most amazing place I've ever been.
Do any of them rhyme with Augusta? No, not yet?
Not yet. We're working on that. Hopefully next year.
Noah DePasquale is our guest. He is the owner and founder of Epic Golf Club, epicgolfclub.com. If you're a member of a private golf club and think that you can, you know, obviously have people come here, it's a great opportunity for business relationships just in general to kind of be formed, right? And that was, I guess, like you said, it was a little self-serving, but also that's the other side of it that could become great for everyone.
That's right. There is a huge component of it that's pretty similar to like LinkedIn. So if you want to get involved in a peer-to-peer fashion, so CEO to CEO, attorney to attorney, executive to executive, we can set up events where we host multiple of your peers at a location that you choose, and you'll get to play that fantastic golf course and meet some long-lasting professional relationships.
You are a country club member, as I mentioned, here in town. I don't know if you can say where, but yours is a good country club.
Yep.
Are there, like, you must have some rules and regulations, right? Like, it's got to be a country club that someone would want to come play. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, so we try not to discriminate, but we do obviously want the higher end the country club, the more members it will take is probably the biggest rule. So if it's a less desirable destination, even though it might be a really nice course, we would only take one member from that location. But if you are at one of the top 100, it's reasonable that we would take 4 or 5. So that's how we limit it.
We are visiting with Noah DePasquale, the founder of Epic Golf Club, epicgolfclub.com, a unique website and a country club membership outside of another country club membership, if you will. You've been busy over the last year because it's not just finding the players that are members at different countries. You've actually been in contact with a lot of the courses. What was the initial reaction when you called?
You know, it kind of depends on, again, the course. Many of them are very receptive. We're very secretive in terms of our NDAs with the club, so obviously they don't want us blasting their names out. But a lot of tee times go unused. So for club managers, directors of golf, GMs, it's good to get other private club members on their clubs if they're not using those tee times. It increases revenue for the course, and then it also brings potential members, as many of our members, Epic Golf Club members, have more than one golf membership.
All right, so if I'm a member, I'm a Epic Golf Club member, and I'm traveling to Ohio or wherever, and I'm like, oh man, I'm going to be in Chicago, I'm going to be in Illinois, wherever, and I want to play a course. I get on the course, and then what? Am I still paying rates and fees and all that, or does it depend?
Yeah, so it does depend. Typically, and I would say in almost every case, if you're being hosted by a member, the guest is responsible for the guest rate. However, with our service, you're paying the lower unaccompanied guest rate, which is pretty significant. In some cases, rates jump from $150 for accompanied to $750 unaccompanied. So there's a big savings there. And then if you're playing direct in a club that's, you know, direct, we have a direct relationship with, again, you're getting a 20 to 30% discount on those rates.
When, as the owner of this club, is this, I mean, you said at the beginning, this was somewhat personal for you to set up and somewhat selfish. You're like, I want to start playing some of these courses. Is this now a business? Like, is there money to be made? Is obviously, has this taken up a lot of your time to make this right?
Yeah, so my day job was owning a marketing technology company, and I've now transitioned almost full-time to this. This has become not only my passion, but my profession. So we've hired a GM to take on the technology company, and yeah, I do this virtually full-time now.
So if someone was or is listening, which hopefully that's happening, and someone is a country club member and like, this is absolutely genius, what's the best way to reach you, find out more, get some information, and maybe get the process started becoming a Epic Golf Club member?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you just went to epicgolfclub.com, there is a new member application that you can fill out on the front, and we'll set up a time to speak with you. And if you mention the show, we'll actually give you a pretty substantial discount off of our initiation rate.
So it's initiation, and then are there yearly fees as well?
There are small monthly dues as well, but typically an entire year is less than 1 month of what you'd spend at most country clubs in your general dues.
That is very cool. Are there courses that you can't say by name that you've targeted?
Yeah, there are a lot. Our goal is to have all top 100 by the end of next year, and then we also have a substantial portion of the next 100 if you follow Golf Digest as well.
I'm going to ask you about one where one of the majors is played. It's the same course every year. We don't have to say the name. How hard is it to work with a club? Because I've heard stories that, I mean, even some of the most famous people in the world can't get on there.
Yeah, working with the club is virtually impossible. There are members there who sell tee times for $100,000 per person to get on.
So, I'm sorry, what?
$100,000 per person to get on.
And to play one time.
To play one time, that's correct. And not even bring a friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
We won't be doing that on the bucket list. epicgolfclub.com, that is the website. It's a premier professional membership group for executives who love golf. Someone called it the match.com of golfers. Maybe not that, but it is definitely something unique, very cool, and an opportunity for country club members to take part in other great country clubs around the country. If you have interest, go online, epicgolfclub.com. Noah DePasquale started this company a little over a year ago. I've sat on the sidelines and watched you do this. I'm impressed with what you've done, and I think this is going to be very, very cool. It already is very, very cool, but when you get everything going exactly where you want it, I think this is going to be epic.
It's absolutely going to be epic. And if I may, if you're not a private club member but you're still interested in just learning a little bit about what we do, we have a really awesome tournament coming up on December 9th here in the Valley.
Yeah.
It's going to be held at my club, Fire Rock, which is in Fountain Hills. It will be benefiting the Make-A-Wish Foundation, but you can get involved, learn a little bit more about Epic, and this is open to the public. You do not have to be a member for this particular event.
Is that what? Just go to Epic Golf Club.
If you go to epicgolfclub.com, you'll find that as a pop-up window on our homepage.
Very cool. Epic Golf Club, or you can email info@epicgolfclub.com. Go online and check out what Noah DePasquale has going on. Always good, buddy, to have you in. We appreciate you telling us about it, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
That is Noah DePasquale, the owner of Epic Golf Club, epicgolfclub.com, one of the more unique business leader spotlights that we've had on the show, and that is our business leader spotlight for Monday.